That was so nice. I'd like to read you a part of a poem that's unfinished, just to pick on Mark. I've never done this before. I realized today, I was talking to people, there is a finish to this poem, but it was just that it's National Poetry Month, you know, something we should all celebrate alone in our bathrooms with our poetry books, I think. So this will eventually finish itself, but it's called a poetry reading, and it starts, and this is the way it had been done for years in the provinces, with a nice young assistant decked out in tweed and denim standing up at the beginning to evoke some rusty quiddity or baroque valentine of the curriculum vitae to tweak the vanity of the esteemed visitor who would just then be ringing from a backpack a handful of faded books and the new precious one that had just from the soul been freshly delivered and pressed in the black binder from which the torqued syllables would soon come springing. And this would be as a wonder to some, for who had already heard what was to be spoken and loved or dismissed it. 12 who had dreamed of the ones they had heard of attending, who would take off their clothes for anyone. 5 who knew the name, but not the work they had characterized often as promising or derivative. And 2 who had blundered into the wrong room thinking to learn of crocodile habitats or occult heresies of the Spanish Inquisition. And still others would be here, except that tomorrow they would be called on to name the elements, trample a sonata, or defend a thesis. If it did not happen on the night of the tournament, or on a day when debaters were flapping like puppets from our greediest and most altruistic intentions, or on a night when Christian bodybuilders had donned crucifixes and greased pectorals to mount scaffolds at the center of the Colosseum and hunch in such oddly hopeful positions. But perhaps the university is not the place for poetry. Picture that venerable line of shamans, bards, and nervous wrecks hauling themselves up from the sticky kitchens of Bohemia. And now one drones or whinges or signals with a fist. Oh, it is especially icky when the poet's more virile in his photograph. The African's too pale, the lesbian is insufficiently militant, or the lights make that noise of frying fish. After all, not much happens in this lounge or small auditorium under the library. Yet those who are here hear, don't they, among these lubricated delicacies for the auditory senses, a thing that is right and singular to the heart. Oh, it does not always have to issue from guilt or some lingering inferiority to the British. It can be performed plainly or in elaborate meters, and afterwards, after exegesis and tea, someone shy and unlikely who loves Bishop Whitman and Wilbur may actually go into a room alone and read it. I'm going to try to compress the last two stanzas of that poem into about, 3 words.